On the show today, we have Lodestar Technology's very own Andrea Brown, and she's here talking to us about advanced analytics, taking the data analytics that we all know and love so well and taking it to a whole nother level. And she talks really about hinging, all this hinging on transparency and partnership. That's their approach to it and helping credit unions in this area that is a have to these days now. So Andrea's here to tell us all about it. And today we're going to be talking about advanced analytics. So we're talking analytics all the time. We can't take two breaths without talking about some sort of data analytics here and there. So can you give us a quick overview on Lodestar's advanced analytics platform? Because I'm curious to know more about this and how it helps credit unions.
Yeah, for sure. So advanced analytics is one of those buzzwords. It's been around for quite a while, right? Mm-hmm. It's been on Lodestar's radar for a very long time. And we're super excited now to be bringing things to life with some of our clients.
Okay.
So when we talk about advanced analytics, really, we're talking about the world of machine learning, artificial intelligence, all of those things where we are pumping enormous sets of data into the technology, mm-hmm. and the technology is then analyzing it at a level that our human brains are just not capable of. And that's giving us really incredible insights that are really challenging the way that we're used to thinking about mm-hmm. things like our next best product recommendations for our members, or our marketing campaigns, or our sales and service opportunities. So really, when we talk about advanced analytics, it's kind of that big world of how can we use our data in a more deep and predictive way.
Mm-hmm.
And for Lodestar, we have built our advanced analytics platform right on top of our existing technology.
Okay.
We provide a data warehouse and business intelligence tools to our clients. So we're bringing all their data into that single source of truth, really building out their foundation. And then when we move them along their analytics journey, we go from kind of an operational, more reactive day-to-day reporting needs into kind of a more strategic area where we're starting to use the data for decisions, getting mm-hmm. insights from the data. And now we're really excited to be taking clients to the next step in their journey, which is this advanced space.
All right.
So now instead of using data for to tell our stories, we're letting data tell us the story.
Oh,
and it's really exciting.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, because we all know, or at least many of us know, that all the AI, all the machine learning, all this kind of sci-fi stuff out there that's become the norm in our lives now, it ain't any good unless your data is good. It's all based on that. And then being able to decipher that data as well. And so, like you said, we're taking the next step into this advanced area. So let's talk about the advanced analytics hinging on transparency and partnership. I'm really kind of curious because I saw that I was kind of doing some background information here, and then the transparency and partnership kind of stuck out to me. Can you expand on this one a little bit?
Oh yeah, I'd love to. So as I mentioned, Lodestar has been playing with advanced analytics for a long time, trying mm-hmm. to figure out how we want to approach that topic. It's not necessarily a new concept, but it is really new for credit unions. And so as a credit union partner, it was important to us that we are intentional and thoughtful in how we bring advanced analytics to market. So by that, I mean, we want to create a product that is authentic to Lodestar, matches mm-hmm. our culture mm-hmm. And our goal of being that trusted partner for our clients. And it's also going to add value. So, you know, your point is spot on about your advanced analytics models are only as good as the quality of your data. So that's something that we really focus on. And also your advanced analytics models are only as good as your strategy. So we really help with that as well. So okay. that's where, you know, the transparency piece really focuses on the way we bring our clients alongside us as we are building out their models. You'll find with Lodestar, we don't have just a standard segmentation model or a standard next best product model. All of our models are custom built to match our credit unions, to match their data sources, to match their strategic initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything that we do is customized and personalized to each client. So when we're building that out, adding those customizations in, we are involving the client in those steps as well. So we're asking them, what data sources are most important to you? What strategic initiatives are most important to you?
Yep.
And they get to contribute that, right? And mm-hmm. we have conversations back and forth. We explain to them what the model is telling us. We ask them if that makes sense. You know, it's a really different way of approaching data. in a time where credit unions are doing a good job of adopting data, starting to understand really how to use it. Now we're coming in and changing the game on them, right? We're telling them that there's a whole different approach. So let's try advanced analytics. It takes a lot of conversation to get people comfortable and confident in that process. So the transparency is really important to us. As we're kind of researching the marketplace and competitors, other vendors, we see what we call a black box model is often used. So by that, I mean a lot of vendors will grab exports from the credit union, just have some high level surface data, things like demographics, product adoption, maybe some high level transaction totals over a period of time, but it's really shallow. So then they're taking that exported data and putting it into their black box where all kinds of things are happening, but nobody really knows what's happening. And then the output comes out and that's delivered back to the credit unions. And they're just expected to trust it and use it and go on with their lives. There are a few things wrong with that black box model. Number one, it's really hard to trust something that you have no idea what went into it. And number two, a lot of times it takes a long time in the time that the data is exported from the client environment to the time it goes through the black box and is returned back to the credit union. We see 2 weeks, 4 weeks, even up to 6 weeks turnaround time. And just think about how fast things move in today's world.
Right.
Something that happened 6 weeks ago is completely stale at this point. But unfortunately, that's kind of the cycle that a lot of credit unions are in. So that transparency piece, you know, involving them, letting them see what's in our black box. It's not a mystery. It's a clear, transparent box. They can see everything we're doing so that they understand and buy in. And then that partnership piece, you know, that's where we're helping them understand not only what we're doing with the data, but what it means and what they can do with the results, how they can put it into action and actually see value from the models.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that that previous black box that you were talking about needs to be renamed like the mystery machine or something like that.
Right. So.
Anyway, I digress. Hey, let's talk about that, because that actually segues perfectly to my next question and talking about the capabilities of advanced analytics. And they have a number, you guys have a number of machine learning models built in. So can you list those real quickly? Because I know they're always changing and there's more being added, that type of stuff. But you guys have what, at least five here that are, and then we'll use one of them as an example of kind of illustrate what's going on here. So can you list those real quick and just to share what they're all about?
Yeah, for sure. So we've got a handful, as you said, of models in development. Some of them are, the development is completed. Some of them are in the development queue. Okay. But really, we've started with segmentation. We've got a set of models for next best product and propensity reporting. We've got attrition models. We've got engagement models. And we've got loan default probability models.
Okay. Yep. So, and those are all like half twos for a credit union, I'm assuming. So, right?
Oh, yeah. And the cool thing about our models is that they can all stand alone. You can use two, three, four, five models. We're happy to support clients in whatever way makes sense to them, but they also build on each other. So I compare it kind of to when you go to the eye doctor and they'll put the lenses in front of your face and say, is that a little bit clearer? Like, a little bit clearer. And then they bump another layer. Is that clearer? Yes. Is that more clear? Yes. So they work together really well like that, where you just keep drilling down into your membership and learning so much about your members that then you can tie back into your strategic initiatives.
Well, let's dive a little bit deeper here into one of the models here. Let's talk about segmentation, because you previously mentioned that one. So can you share with us how you customize and how that one works for creating, kind of illustrate paint us a picture, if you will, Andrea.
Yeah, I would love to. So segmentation is a really exciting one. It can sometimes be a challenging one for credit unions, though, because it's what I classify as more of an intangible model. So by that, I mean, segmentation gives you really important insights into your members. It tells you about their behaviors, and it can help you shape their experiences. But it's kind of on that warm, fuzzy spectrum, you know, how you're building those experiences. It's not quite as tangible as something like next best product, where you're getting, my next best product is a mortgage, your next best product is a checking. Those are really tangible, right? You get that data and you know what to do with it.
Right.
Segmentation is more fuzzy. It's more about, you know, the overall relationship and the feel and the experience. So that's one I really love to tackle with clients, because it leads to a lot of really good conversations. that can be kind of transformative. So we start talking about membership. What does your membership look like? What are your assumptions about your membership? Mm-hmm. How have you been communicating and marketing to your membership today? Mm-hmm. So we get kind of all of those assumptions and existing strategies laid out in the beginning. Then we take all of their data and push it into our model. Now, the cool thing is having our advanced analytics models built right on top of Lodestar means any data that's already in our warehouse can be pushed into the model.
Okay.
So we've got clients that have their core processor, their credit card processor, their loans origination systems, or wealth management, digital banking, all the systems, all the sources in the warehouse are fed into the model. So then the model does its thing. We've got educated and experienced data scientists who are able to build out the model and interpret the model, make sure we're delivering solid, confident results. Mm-hmm. The model is going to tell us what is important. How do we classify different types of segments in this membership? Now, if we go back to the black box model, some of the competitors are going to take that data, push it through their model, and give you a standard number of segments. Mm-hmm. Let's say everybody gets 12 segments.
Okay.
Whether or not your membership needs it, you're going to get those 12 segments. Our model is different. Every client is probably going to end up with a different number of segments because their data sources are different. Mm-hmm. Their member behaviors are different. Mm-hmm. We're only going to create segments that add value. So we could force it into 12 segments if we wanted to, but that doesn't make sense, right?
Right.
So we've got one client that's got 5 segments. Another client might only have 4 segments if a fifth isn't going to add value. So we take their segments, we kind of walk them through that decision tree and explain to them what makes segment A different from segment B, different from segment C, and so on. And then we build out a strategy. We say, what is most important to you? Are you trying to grow your deposits? Are you trying to grow your loan? Are you trying to grow your share of wallet? Mm-hmm. What does it look like? And with the segments, now you can have a different segment, a different strategy for each segment.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So you start to get a lot more personalized in how you're approaching your members, and you start to get a much higher return on your marketing dollars, a much higher impact from your member outreach. So your employee experience is better because you're making more educated and informed outreach. Mm-hmm. And your member experience is better because I feel like you're starting to get to know me.
Yeah.
And so it's really cool. We can take this, you know, from start to finish, just tons of data we're pumping into the model. And then once we've got the data, we're walking through with our clients to say, okay, now how are we going to test this out? How do you want to use this? What are we going to do with your segments?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Fascinating stuff. I never knew how detailed this stuff is, but it all benefits. When you mentioned member experience, I'm like, gosh, that's what it really boils down to, especially. And you also mentioned the staff experience too, but that segues into a better member experience too. Right. So all of this, I'm like, it all kind of complements each other. It's just amazing how it all fits together. Nice, like a nice, neat finished puzzle. So yeah. Oh gosh. So cool. So cool. And you mentioned earlier that your models sit on top of the client's Lodestar data warehouse, and you're able to update that frequently, daily if you need to. So can you share the significance of this for today's credit unions? And I think you also talked about the single source of truth as well. So this kind of fits in there as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that daily refresh is huge. Mm-hmm. Going back to that black box model, we see clients where it literally takes weeks to turn around their data. So now you've got a recommendation for a member based on things that happened 2, 4, or 6 weeks ago. It's not relevant anymore. If anything, you're having a negative impact on your member experience by reaching out to those members about something that's so outdated. You're showing them you don't know who they are. You don't know their relationship, right? So that's so important. Members want to feel seen and they want to feel known. So having that daily refresh means any recommendations, any segmentation data, any next best product data, any attrition, engagement, default probability, whatever it is all accurate as of your relationship with the member at that time. So it's all based on transactions that have been happening through the prior day, any new accounts that have been opened, any behaviors that have changed. We're evaluating it on a daily basis. The other cool thing about doing it on a daily basis is you get insights to changes. So if you've got a member who's in a very engaged segment that has all of a sudden dropped down to something that's less engaged, maybe that's a reason to reach out to them. Maybe you can contact them. Default probability, that's a huge one. You really need to be timely when you're reaching out to somebody based on default, you know, the probability of defaulting on a loan. You can't be waiting weeks for that. Mm-hmm. We need to know next day, this member might be having some financial hardship. Then you can reach out. That conversation looks so much more empathetic mm-hmm. when you're doing it. And we're saying, hey, is everything okay? Can we help you? You really get ahead of the problem. That's huge for both employee mm-hmm. experience and member experience.
Yeah.
So I think we're just in a time where you can't wait weeks.
Oh, completely agree. And we learned that during the pandemic. You cannot wait. Yeah. Anyway, you got to act now. And the result of that is to, it really enhances the trust and the loyalty for the member, for your financial institution, the credit union in this case. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's why I wanted to ask you that question. I love this type of stuff where it really enhances the value here for sure. So last question here for you before I let you go. So since your models are directly integrated with the data warehouse and the feedback loop is constant, so can you briefly explain how this works and the impact on a credit union, that feedback loop and the consistency of it?
Yeah, so this is super cool. Everything that happens within the Lodestar data warehouse is available to the model. So let's take the next best product model, for example.
Sure.
If I have an opportunity that says the next best product for John member is a checking account. Mm-hmm. And then I call him, I say, hey, have you heard about our checking accounts? Are you interested? And he says, no, I'm not interested. We can mark that in the interface. So close that out. He's not interested. That's going to feed back into the model. So when it runs again overnight to mm-hmm. produce your daily refreshed data, mm-hmm. his next best product is no longer a checking account. We thought that would be a good option for him. He said no. So now it's going to reanalyze that relationship. Maybe his next best product is an auto loan or a mortgage loan or whatever your product set may be. Mm-hmm. But that feedback is important. So let's take that example on a broader scale. If you get, 20% of your members who have a high propensity for a checking account are not taking a checking account, that might be a signal that the model needs to be refined. So the model is very smart. It's going to know I'm getting a lot of negative feedback on my predictions for this model. Let's reanalyze. Maybe there's something the model missed. Maybe it's just learning and evolving. Yeah. But that gives you better results down the road. Again, always continuously improving your employee experience, your member experience, and it works for everything. So your segmentation model, it's going to learn from all of those behaviors, all of those interactions. Mm-hmm. The default probability, maybe you have a pattern, you're just, maybe your member pays their loan late every month, and this is just how they behave. The model is going to continue to learn and evolve and constantly be improving so that you're always getting the most accurate and complete recommendations. Mm-hmm.
Fascinating stuff, Andrea, and you guys at Lodestar are right on the forefront of all this type of stuff, obviously. And you get it, you understand it, and you have to. The change that's occurring out there right now is so fast and furious. You guys mm-hmm. get it, and you gotta change with it, or else you're gonna be. I think blockbuster has been turned into a verb. You're gonna be blockbustered. if you don't change with this type of stuff. So you guys are right there on the forefront. So we appreciate this information big time. Anything else to add to wrap up here? I know this is going to continue to evolve, over time, but anything else to add to wrap up here, Andrea?
Yeah, no, you're so right. It is going to continue to evolve and grow. It's something that Lodestar is putting a lot of emphasis and resources into growing this area of the business and supporting our clients. And as we've talked about, we're being very strategic in how we do that. We want to make sure that credit unions are starting to see the value of machine learning and understand how it is possible. Mm-hmm. For a long time, it has seemed like that's maybe something just the big banks are doing, artificial intelligence and machine learning, but it's very possible for credit unions. And I think the most important thing when it comes to this type of change or new technology is really that strategic guidance. And so we love walking alongside our clients, understanding what they're trying to do, building them models, helping them see the value, the use cases, all the way through to actually testing it out, trying it out, seeing results, continuing to build it. So I think that's one of our the things that I'm most proud of as the VP of Client Engagement at Lodestar is, you know, we are really putting a lot of effort into our client experience in the world of advanced analytics. We want to be building these models, but we don't want them sitting on the shelf. We want them really adding value to our clients. So we're really excited about all of the models that are in the queue. We've got tons of ideas and models that are on the horizon plan. So we're just going to see it grow and grow. And we couldn't be more excited.
Right on. And the word alignment pops into my head when you're talking about that type of stuff. And, and that's great for especially creatives who are kind of getting going or not too familiar with this process to have somebody in alignment with them, you know, and helping them out. That transparency that you were talking about earlier, that's such a huge deal for right now. So good stuff. All right, Andrea, I know you have lots on your plate, so I'm not going to keep you from your job any longer, but thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate your expertise and your insights in this area. Again, it's stuff is evolving and moving really, really fast. So you got to stay on top of it. And the folks at Lodestar, you guys do such a great job of keeping credit unions on top of it as well. So we appreciate all the hard work that you do and your time today. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. It's always a pleasure. We love having these conversations and can't wait for the next one.
Me too. Me too. All right, Andrea, thanks again. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work there already.
Same to you. Thanks, Mike.